When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come to think of it, I don't think I've ever been to Jason's Deli and gotten anything off the menu. I think I always go salad bar.
Hmm.
Do they have other food?
Oh, they got good sandwiches.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have some good salads.
Some good sandwiches. And it's funny you say that.
Their salad bar.
I've never had a salad from Jason's Deli.
You should go today.
I don't know. I don't want to suffer the wrath that all of a sudden Gary set us all up for.
Only if you get some tainted food.
So it is changed. Have you confirmed? Have you gone since?
Yes.
I don't want to make a fool's errand here.
I have gone since. I've been there twice, like in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the second time I went, they were like, unlimited.
Okay.
Just don't use the same plate. So I don't steal their red cups anymore.
Oh.
I only did it one time. So, I mean, come at me. The statute of limitations is over.
Prove a point.
Yeah, that's true. I do remember they had a very good, it was like a chicken fiesta type wrap. It was very, very solid. Always liked that.
Over the weekend, Nebraska Volleyball did their spring match before a record crowd out in Kearney. What will the bidding be like for the next community to get Nebraska's spring match?
I know.
I mean,
you need a boost.
So they had 5,094. Again, that arena is really, really nice.
That's more than a White Sox game.
But the bidding... I mean, I don't know what the process goes into it, but when they show up, I mean, the place is packed. There are people standing in line. I mean, it's a great event. You know, you can't get tickets to the Devaney Center. So if Nebraska brings it to your hometown,
this is it.
You're like all over it.
Yeah.
I wonder, and they've kind of hung out along I-80. I wonder if they would ever go like to South Sioux City, go up to Northeast Nebraska next spring for a match. But I got to imagine it becomes very competitive on communities that have an arena large enough to host Nebraska and make it worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
But after seeing what happened on Saturday, for what I think is the most popular athletic program in the state by far.
Yep.
Creighton basketball, men's basketball might be second, but there is no more program in the state of Nebraska that is more popular than Nebraska volleyball. And John Cook is the second most popular coach ever at Nebraska behind Tom Osborne. I would put him ahead, his popularity ahead of Bob Devaney. And maybe that's more of longevity. But for a program that is as popular and as successful as they are, and you see what they do around the state, they bring happiness to people. Mm-hmm. Like I've heard that mentioned many times as I'm a Nebraska fan, but man, I really like Nebraska volleyball because of the coach, the players, the atmosphere, and they bring me happiness. And yeah, when you're winning, you get a lot of happiness. But they just like Nebraska volleyball, probably because it's not Nebraska football.
Yep.
But I can still be a Husker fan. So they're the most popular program by far in the state, with one of the most popular coaches that has ever been at Nebraska. But now it becomes very interesting because a program that is out there, their players have big personalities.
Yep.
Their players are on social media. Mm-hmm. If you're on TikTok, you'll see they got some great editing skills. I mean, they are well known to everybody. I mean, Nebraska volleyball fans call the players by first name.
Yep.
And they just leave it at that. Maisie, Lindsay, Merritt. It's a very interesting connection between a fan base and a team. But now there is a curveball that's been thrown into it after it came out on Friday. Once it started to come out to the news and it was reported after 6 o'clock on Friday that Harper Murray, who had an outstanding freshman year and is one of those players that is heavily involved in social media, and she is out there. Everybody in Lincoln knows who she is. She's dating a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
She was cited for DUI, and then it came out on Friday that she is accused of shoplifting by the Lincoln Police Department, of all places, Shields, which I have been told numerous times is a place that you do not want to shoplift. They are a major into, prevention loss?
Yes.
Yeah
that's loss like, prevention. You do not steal from a Shields.
Terry Tate's at the door.
It's just one of those things. So you have the popularity of a program now with a very popular and a key person on your roster now has had back-to-back, what the? This doesn't sound illogical. And John Cook did the only thing and the right thing when he was asked about it, didn't run from it, said, it's out of my hands.
Yep.
And that's the way it should be.
Yep.
Which is true.
And let people above you handle it, but more importantly, let the criminal justice system handle it, because if there is an arrest that's involved, I don't think we're talking about Harper Murray and Nebraska volleyball together again.
Yeah, I would also agree with that. It's very interesting from the standpoint of what's the why. I think, you know, obviously the traffic stop DUI is one thing, and that's something that unfortunately young people make bad decisions. Then you compound that with this accusation on Friday. Having those incidents so close together, it at least makes me ask the question, why, what's going on there? And I'm sure it's just as confusing to John Cook, of more so probably, and to the teammates as well. And you're going into what is always a big celebration of Husker volleyball with that week. And you have that uncomfortable storyline hanging over the team of here's somebody that a lot of people that when they first purchased their tickets were excited to see Harper Murray. I mean, she's, as you pointed out, I mean, Big Ten freshman of the year, one of the faces of this program and its program's future, one of the bright shining stars on this team. And all of a sudden you are you're having legal trouble. And so that obviously, they still put on a show. Once the volleyball got going, I think the fans were obviously all about that, but it was definitely a talking point going into it. It's still a talking point after it. I'm with you on the way John Cook was able to present what he knows and what he doesn't know. And when you start even giving hints that you're more involved than what any coach should be at any sport, when it does come to these types of matters, you could appreciate that type of protocol of, hey, they'll take care of it. We'll get the information. We'll act accordingly. And I would assume, I don't know the direct relationship right now over the last, you know, week or so, but I would assume, much like any other sports team, whether we're talking volleyball, basketball, football, baseball, the coaching staff and the players are at least going to make it known that, you know, they're going to support, they're going to be there for her while she goes through this. But as far as, you know, what can you do for me to get me out of this? As a coach, you can't do that.
No, that's a good point. The team is the probably the best support system. Yeah. Here's the thing. I think you have to understand, you said the word why, and that's always, you can say that about everything, and I think that's a great word to use, is why. Why are things happening in this young person's life that are transgressions? Why is there a lack of judgment? Is there something going on? Let's figure that out first, and let's figure that out as the Harper Murray, not the Harper Murray volleyball player.
Yep.
Let's figure that out first, and then can we go to the next step? Because if you think about the lack of judgment, it is truly illogical. And here's the thing. Her sister was graduating from Michigan this weekend. So it's frustrating. It's sad. It's, man, you got to get your life together. But here's what I know about John. And his program's got to move forward. Okay?
They will.
They move forward, but with an eye on somebody who is an important part of their organization that they're not just going to throw to the wolves. So, you know, John had to learn, and he's adjusted. And I think how he deals with young women and things that may embarrass the program. He had his own daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about 12, 13 years ago?
Yep.
He will not throw away Harper Murray. He understands that Harper Murray can't be with Nebraska volleyball right now because it's a privilege. It's a privilege to play at Nebraska volleyball. Yep. Okay, it's not, hey, you're doing us a favor. It's a privilege to play. And if you violate that privilege, there is consequences, but I built up a relationship with you, first getting to know you as a person that also is an extremely talented in her own sport. So I'm not throwing you away, but we got to figure out the why, and then you've got to figure it out, and then we can react accordingly.
Right.
So all of this followed protocol, and it's one of those things when a program is as popular as Nebraska volleyball, and you have one element of Nebraska volleyball steps outside of that popularity and brings negative attention, how do you handle it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the way Nebraska is handling this is the right thing to do, but I do believe that if there is an arrest involved in the accusation of what happened at Shields, then that is a complete game changer.
And let's be honest, too, the outsiders that are going to be looking at this story, and I'm not saying they're wrong, you're going to hear just the bullet points of that. Harper Murray, what she's accused of, you know, what happened earlier with the DUI, and you're going to then look at her place on this team, how impactful she was on this team. That's got something to do with it as well, as far as people's attention to this. And that's, I don't even know if that's necessarily Nebraska fans' attention to it, but just outsiders, sports fans, people who pay attention to college volleyball, who know about Nebraska, who know about that. They know that a dominant player that is just getting her career started is in legal trouble. So that's going to be continued to, that'll be monitored from the standpoint of her impact. I think.
So you think people will be like, oh, she, because she's so good, they're not going to do anything?
No, I think they're going to be more in on what's happening with the developments, how this works out. Like you said, if there's an arrest, how the team and how the university, how the athletic department subsequently responds to any type of arrest. I would say this. I don't think, again, outsiders would pay more attention other than seeing the headline and saying, huh, if it was someone who wasn't even in the rotation, if it was someone that was on the team but wasn't an impactful player. Because I think that part of her season that she had and what she projects to be for Nebraska is also a big part of the story.
See, I'm great. I've got to move on. You know what? She's got to handle it as an adult, or whatever the consequences are. I'm running a athletic program that, while we feel for one of our teammates,
mm-hmm.
you got to move on. You got to keep it moving. It's a business.
And if there's a program that will, it's that program that knows how to.
I think any program does, whether Nebraska volleyball or not. I think you're very cognizant of one of your members is in a rough situation, and you will support that person as much as you can,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't stop for one person.
I think there's examples where people will, I would say that they would, on its face, similar thing of, yes, no one player, no matter how well accomplished or not accomplished they are at all, is above the team. Everybody's going to be treated the exact same way. I think I feel very confident that Nebraska volleyball will walk the walk when it comes to that. I think there are other programs that would initially want to send out that message, but behind the scenes are doing what they can to make that player more available if they feel like they're not going to go down that path again. I think the Nebraska, this is where I appreciate and respect what John Cook has done, is the way that they have built that thing, that it's going to be executed in the way that okay, exactly what you laid out, but you will have the follow through, say, months from now, as opposed to, well, this is initially where our stance is. Okay, as storylines move on, sports cycle continues, maybe people are drawn away a little bit from that story, that you're able to work out some type of diversion or something to where you can have that person's availability back. I think that is the standard that you're not going to see with Nebraska volleyball, A, because you have so many other good players. But I think John Cook, like a lot of really good coaches, want that message known to every player that is ever thinking about playing at Nebraska or are going into their junior or senior year of, I don't care how good this player is, if you make those types of decisions, we can't continue to attach ourselves with you. We have to be better than that as a program. We want to be there for you on the outside of it, but as far as your involvement, I think you use the best word. It's a privilege, And the follow through on making sure that everyone on that team knows that when you do make bad mistakes, we can't allow you to still be a part of that privilege. You know, it's going to take work on your part before we can trust that you are worthy of that privilege. I think a lot of people always want to put out, I think a lot of programs throughout collegiate sports want to put out that exact same look. But the execution of that sometimes is a little inconsistent.
So if I'm reading you right, you're like, wow, what if she's in the portal? She's going to go somewhere and she's going to be really good?
If she ends up going in the portal, someone will pick her up. Sure. Absolutely.
I think that'd be least of my concern right now. My concern would be, why is this? What is the why? How can we help you answer the why? And then let's see what the next step is.
Oh, I think I don't disagree with that. I think that's the most important thing. That's the first thing that I thought of over the weekend was, why is this happening? You know, why are you all of a sudden going down that road with those types of decisions, especially with what she's accused of Friday? But I think the reason it also becomes a bigger story to outsiders is because of her talent. I don't think there's any question, because of her talent, that becomes a bigger story to outsiders, people that are in the Big Ten volleyball community wondering, has she played her last matches with Nebraska? And if so, does she become available somewhere else? What's next for her? I think people within the state of Nebraska, and especially closer to the volleyball community, I think they want to know more about, can she get right? Can she make better decisions? And whether she's with Nebraska or not, is she going to be okay going forward?
Update with Jimmy is coming up next. There's other elements of what happened on Saturday in Kearney that have to do with the current Nebraska volleyball team that put on a heck of a show. And just, they were in central Nebraska. The head football coach was in Omaha on Saturday morning. Good on him. How many camps have you guys ever gone to that's like the Bill Self basketball camp? He shows up at the beginning, he shows up at the end, you never see him.
Danny Camp. The Danny Camp.
Man. Matt Rule.
Get a tie.
Matt Rule, Tony White. Guys were out there on Saturday in Omaha. Man, I don't know if they, I think they do understand, but maybe not to the full extent. What they're trying to do, man, good on them, because it's working. Off of a conversation we had on Friday about the brand in this town. All right, 7:07. Jimmy's got an update coming up next. Jacob Bigelow, Amy Just a little bit later on Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.